Today's Shir Mishab Yami is Siman Taf Lama Gimel. We're up to Sif Test. Now this Sif deals with the needs to do a bedika on a martef, a cellar, a basement, a cellar, from which one retrieved wine throughout the year during the meal. So the concern is that one may have carried bread into the cellar and inadvertently left the bread there, the chametz there. Now the cellar described is filled with wine barrels placed in even rows across the full length and width of the cellar, with layer upon layer of barrels stacked atop the bottom rows up to the ceiling. The Mishnah on Beis Hamelal, if you learn Pesachim, has a machlokas there between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to which rows need to be searched. Since one would typically take wine from the barrels that are highest on the stacks and or closest to the entrance, then only the immediate area of those barrels need to be searched. So Beis Hillel, and this is how we hold Lalacha, he holds that you have to do a bedika in the two outer rows, which are the upper ones. But the meaning of what that, when he says that, the two outer rows, which are the upper ones, the meaning of that statement is actually Machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel. Both agree that one must search the series of barrels that are both on the uppermost layer and closest to the entrance. But Rav maintains that one must also search the series of barrels that is just below it. While Shmuel holds that one must search the series of barrels that is just behind it. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav, but the Be'er Halacha holds that there are many poskim that follow Shmuel. Okay? So let's see. Again, Rav's basic position is that you have to go ahead and search also the barrels directly below the ones on top, meaning right, not a row behind the entrance, both facing the entrance, just one below the top level of barrels. Okay, here we go. Sif Tes. Martef shemisadrin bo shuros shalchaviot zu etzel zu ad shemismale kula. If a wine cellar where barrels are set up in rows, one alongside the other, until the entire, let's say, floor of the cellar is full, v'chayzrin u'misadrin shuros acheros ala tachtonos ad hakora, and other rows are then set up atop the low ones. Right, ad hakora, until the barrels reach the beam of the ceiling. So again, the barrels get stacked up from the bottom all the way to the top to the ceiling. So this is the exact case we discussed in our intro. All you have to do is go ahead and search only the upper row and the one below it, and that is that is, as we said, it's one row across the whole width of the cellar. You don't have to, not along the whole span of the cellar in terms of its depth, but rather what you have to be by that is just the upper row that faces both the ceiling and the entrance, and then another row directly below it that goes ahead and faces barrels above it and the entrance. Let's now see the Mishnah Brura. Martech she misadrin bo, a wine cellar where barrels are set up. The dafka martech she mistapek bimena litzorech suuda. This applies specifically to a cellar from which one takes supplies for the meals. She pamin holei chashamish beemtza suuda. Because at times, the shamash goes there, the one who's attending to the suda, goes there in the middle of the meal with his bread in his hand in order to bring more wine to the table. And then he inadvertently leaves his bread there. Sifkat Mem Aleph, Ein Sarach Livdok. And he says here, Ayein Beber Halacha. He says, check out the Ber Halacha where he goes through all, as we said, the different opinions. And we explained in the intro that the Be'er Halacha points out that Shulchan Aruch follows the Rishonim, Paskin like Rav, but many Gaonim and Rishonim, Paskin like Shmuel. And the Be'er Hagra is inclined to follow them. He says it's difficult to go ahead and dismiss this view. In other words, Shmuel, if you remember, maintained that one must search the series of barrels that is just behind the barrels on the row on top, meaning not the barrels that face the entrance, the barrels that are one row inward, depth-wise, into the cellar. And that's what the Baruch Lafa is pointing out. We then move over to Sif Katan Mem Beis, lo al kol shetach ha-martef, not along the whole span of the cellar. Rotsa lomar, she'ein sarach livdo kol al yonos haros, ha-tikra ba-orech, v'rochav shel kol ha-martef. Shulchan Aruch here means to say that there's no need to search and do a bedika of all of the upper barrels that face the ceiling across the length and width of the entire cellar. Rak shura achas achrona shi neged ha-pesach, only the last row opposite the entrance, as we said. Shi row es ha-tikra ves ha-pesach biyachad, which faces both the ceiling and the entrance. And also one other row of barrels directly below it, which only faces the entrance and not the ceiling, because it's the row below it. Unlike Shmuel, right, put down the Baruch Lacha that some Achron go with. This is how the Shulchan Aruch has Paskin again, like Rav. We move on now to Sif Yud. This is discussing the Psak of the Yushalmi that Shul's and Bate Medrash have to be searched for chametz. Bate Knesios and Bate Medrash and Srichim Medika. Shuls and base medrashes need a medika. Why? Because children bring chametz into them. Sifkat and Gimel, Srichim Medika. When? Belil Arba Salar Aner. They actually need a medika on the night of the 14th by candlelight. Laura Nair, Vashamashim Enam Nizarim Ludok Balaila Ella Mechabdin Heitev Bayom. And we know that the Shamashim, they're not so careful to search at night, do a Badika at night, and instead what they just do is they sweep thoroughly during the day. They do a sweeping by day. Lo Yafeh Hemosim, they're not acting properly, and Sarach Lazira Malkach, Shiakaimu Mitzvah Sachamim Kitikuna. They are not acting properly, they should be warned to fulfill the Mitzvah of the Chachamim in the proper manner. And it says here, V'icholim levarech al bedika zu. These shamashim, they can make a bracha over this bedika. Aval ein sarech levatel achar bedika. However, they do not need to do a bedika of the chametz. A bittel. They do not need to do a bittel of the chametz after the bedika. V'she'en v'icholim levatel hafkir chametz en shalhem. Because they can't do a bittel and render ownerless the chametz that does not belong to them. V'im avar l'badak habate knesiot u'bate midrashos b'leil arbasar. And if they were over and did not do a bedika and search the shuls and the base medrashes on the night of the 14th of Pesach, yachol l'vatkam l'chachila b'yom arbasar l'or hayom. He can then search them on the day of the 14th without any reservation by daylight, l'or hayom, ve'ein sarach l'dok l'or ner. And by day, they're not going to need to use candlelight. Why? We said that you need to use candlelight even when you do it by day. Because this is like we saw in Kachsadra. L'fisha derech la'arbos b'hem chalonos, because the shuls have a lot of windows, ve'yesh b'hem or a gedola, it has a lot of light. V'dinam k'din achsadra, therefore it has like a din of achsadra, which is bar b'sif aleph, but you can go ahead and do a bedika opposite the window as well. Not only a whole open wall, but even in the sugya of Achsadra, we saw that directly across from the windows, bedikas could be done even without candlelight. Achen, lefi mashak asadu elbasiv katan zayin, dimyesh tzuchuchis b'chalonos. However, we pointed out that there are glass on the windows that are a little murky, not pure clear glass. Then shuv afilu neged achalon. Then even if it's opposite the window, mamish eino din. The din is not like the Achsadra, and you need to use candlelight. In kain hachanami, but even so, do here in such shuls they had that type of windows. Kishabokam bayom, if you did it by day, l'or achama, for the sunlight, yiftach hachalonos, you should open the windows. Things get a little more complicated with electric lights, as we discussed previously in the previous shir. Continue on now. Yud Aleph. Ha-mechabeit chedro b'shloisha asa b'nisam, u-mechabein libdok hachometz u-levaro, b'nizar shalo lachni shamot chometz, afal pikein tzarech libdok b'leil ha-basa. So one who is tidying up his room on the 13th of Nisan and intends, when he's doing that, to search for chametz and eliminate it, and he's careful afterwards not to bring any more chametz in there, that person is nonetheless required to do a bedika on the night of the 14th. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Dalit, Umechavein, Rotzel Lomar, Lomi Bayi Bistam, Shein Cheskasa Miskabe. Meaning, it's Pashit that without specific intention, that it's not going to be presumed to be thoroughly clean. Elafili Mechavein, Shein Bedika Gamke Lomari. But even if one has intent to tidy up for the purpose of Bedika, that too is not going to be sufficient. And as we see, Mem Hei, Afal Pikein, Sarach Limdo. Why? Shehakibud Eino Bedika Gemura. The reason is because cleaning is not a full-fledged Bedika, Shema Nishtaya Chametz Be'ez Aguma. This is a concern that Chametz remain in some cavity. The implication is that a thorough and meticulous cleaning of smooth surfaces then with no cavities or crevices would be in fact acceptable. So that's what he says, Shakibud Eidu Badika Gumura Shamishtaya Chametz Be'ez Aguma. This is a concern that Chametz remained in some cavity, in some hole and gap. V'afilu im badak l'or haner b'chorim stakin. This is even if the person searched in the 13th during the day by candlelight in holes and cracks. Still, gamkein tzarech lachzor l'vdok b'layla k'kol Yisrael, like the whole rest of Klal Yisrael, shalol l'chalik v'imdika l'abdika, calls the idea being, in order not to distinguish between one person's bedika and another person's bedika, kol zem is bar mitoch divrei trumas hadeshen b'shem Mordechai. All this is understood from the words of the trumas hadeshen, the name of Mordechai. Ulefima shekasadu el b'sif aleph, and according to what we wrote in Sif Aleph, the lav hachi ein l'smoch al bedika sayom afilo yelo arner. One should anyhow not rely on the bedika performed during the day, even if it was by candlelight, shaner ein meyer bayom kol kach kemo laila, because a candle does not shine during the day as brightly as it does at night. So to summarize, the bedika of the holes and crevices by candlelight during the day is unacceptable, even b'di'evet, for two reasons. One, so as not to distinguish between one bedika and the next. And two, the candlelight does not shine as brightly as it does at night. Sharatzian quotes the psak of the Trumas Hadeshen that searching most of the house during the day of the 13th while leaving one room to search by candlelight on the 14th would solve the first of these issues, but he notes that this is not entirely clear, as it may be that the Chachamim wanted the search everywhere to take place specifically on the night of the 14th. Sharatzian adds that leaving one room would not solve the second issue of Bechlal, since the rooms that were searched during the day will have been searched with inferior illumination. Halacha l'maisa then, one who searched most of the rooms during the day of the 13th would have to search them again on the night of the 14th. One would make a bracha on the room that had not yet been searched at all. If one searched the entire house on the day of the 13th, one would not recite a bracha at all on the night of the 14th. So a nice summary of what we did here just now and what we did earlier when we were discussing the Mishnah Berurah right in the beginning of the Siman, Sif Katan Aleph. So the basic question is, let's say a person's afraid that it'll be too difficult to check his entire home meticulously in one evening, so can he begin the bedika at an earlier time? So basically, what we've seen is that bedika's chametz performed during the day, even with a candle, is not valid. And therefore, beginning the bedika earlier that day is not really an option. However, one may begin the bedika without a bracha on the preceding nights, as long as one can ensure that once the bedika is done in a particular area, no more chametz will enter that place. In fact, contemporary poskim can encourage beginning the bedika on the preceding nights in order to ensure that one will have the time to perform the bedika properly. Now, a person doing so has to keep in mind the following. Number one, one must have in mind that he's actually performing the bedika, not just cleaning for Pesach. And two, one must perform the bedika with a candle or a flashlight, just as one does the night before Pesach. And three, at least one room must be left over for the bedika on the proper night, namely the night before Pesach. Now, going back to that issue of the first Mishnah Berurah in the Siman, Sif Katan Aleph, so again, the Mishnah Berurah had paskin that a bedika performed during the day is basically invalid, even if it's done by candlelight. That's what we've been saying. So essentially, this means that any place that was checked in the daytime during the period before Pesach has to be rechecked at bedikas chametz. So then, one who, for example, based on this, one who like kashered his oven or cleaned his refrigerator during the day, we have to completely recheck it at bedikas chametz. It sounds a little ridiculous. This would make bedika extremely taxing. So there are two mitigating points of factors here. Firstly, a bedika done during the day is acceptable if it is done by direct sunlight. That's number one. And additionally, if one not only searched for chametz, and this is where it's very critical, but he actively cleansed an area, including a refrigerator or the like, if he did that thoroughly, right, he actively cleansed an area thoroughly for Pesach, then it would not require bedika on the night before Pesach, ayin the Aruch HaShulchan, Taf Lamed Gimel, Yud Gimel. So now we come to the Ramah in Yud Aleph. The Ramah says, Hagah, B'chol Adam Tzarech Chabed Chadorav Kaidem HaBedika. Ramah says, every person has to tidy up his rooms before conducting the Bedika. This is the Mordechai, the beginning of Pesachim. And then he continues, V'akisim o bate yad shel begadim shenoisnin bayam lefamim chametz srichin lebedika. He says, the pockets or hand compartments of garments into which chametz is occasionally placed also requires a bedika. Sif katan mem vav, sarich l'chabed chadarav. So, every person has to tidy his rooms, the Ramah said before the bedika. V'loy nivdak shapir below kibud, because a bedika cannot be done well without cleaning up beforehand. The minhag is to clean the entire house and the rooms on the day of the 13th of Nisan, meaning this should not be left for the night of the 14th, because the minhag seems to be, we start well before that. And during the bedika, the minhag is told, notzos v'chavet heitev m'koy v'achorim v'asadakim. During the bedika, the minhag is to take feathers and thoroughly sweep out holes and crevices. Ligror misham chametz emanotza. Right, to take the feathers and thoroughly sweep out the holes and crevices in order to drag the chametz out of there with the feather. It's also a minhag to collect any chametz found with a wooden spoon. As you know, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Tuf Mem Hey Zion, he explains that we use a wooden spoon vessel, so that if no chametz is found or kept, the spoon can be burnt instead of the chametz on the following morning. This will remind one to be mevatel the chametz at that time. That's what the time is. Sif katan mem zayin shenaisnin bahem lefamim chametz. The pockets or the hand compartments of garments into which chametz is occasionally placed, so it needs a bedika. Even if a person says, I am certain the chametz was not put in there, he must still search because it is something that is not on his mind to avoid. So the principle is he will not notice. The concept that one does not pay attention to something that is not incumbent upon him, this is a general halachic principle of nosed lo rami alehu v'lav adayte. V'chein tzarech bedika, therefore, a search, a bedika, is therefore required. The oilam noagin rak l'nayar akisim b'shat sabiyor. The oilam, the minhag oilam, is to shake out the pockets only at the time that the chametz is eliminated, destroyed, during the morning, right, at the 14th of Nisan. V'nochal adogosam b'shat sabiyor. It's proper to do it during the bedika. V'mikol makom tzarech l'azor l'nayar b'shat sabiyor. Still, he should still again shake them out at the time of the elimination, the beer on the next morning. Because maybe he put some of the chametz that he ate after the bedika into them. The post can also bring up that one doesn't search the pockets by candlelight. What you should do is to turn them inside out and if possible, search them by flashlight or by sunlight during the days before the 14th. Now, clothes that were laundered with their pockets turned inside out and were not subsequently used, the Paiskim bring up, Sif katan memches srichim bedika. So the Rama said that pockets or hand compartments of garments into which chametz is occasionally placed, it needs to be searched. So Mishra says, Bein mishalog, bein mishalot, tinokosha bayis. This applies both to his own pockets as well as those of the children in the house.